are live. This one is very special, Sean.
It's huge.
This is very
hugely special. We say this every time, Mike.
Guys, you know me. It's special every time, but this one is a super special episode. We are officially giving away our beloved mountainy steering wheel.
I don't want to let it go.
I don't either. I don't know if that worked. We got to play that again. We are giving away our beloved mountainy steering wheel. What the heck? Is it coming through on your end?
Literally got the tail end of that. I just got a...
Yeah, it's like, come on. Oh, there we go.
There we go. Woo!
All right. The damn media board's glitchy sometimes. It's okay.
Letting us down, man.
You understand. Well, we announced a while ago at the beginning of the year. Damn, it's almost been a month. Our lovely partnership with Mountainy Classic, and they dug through the depths of the Mountainy Classic archive and found. I wish I had it to like show
I know.
You. Like in this, obviously, I probably could pull up a picture, but anyways, we'll pull up a picture at the end, maybe, and show you guys. But if you don't follow us on Instagram, you're missing out on some stuff because we do post. You know, I used to just post the clips of the videos of our podcast, which is cool. And then obviously we started posting more pictures and Sean's art and stuff like that. But so if you're not following us on Instagram, go check it out. We ran a giveaway. How cliche, but honestly, I'm not even trying to be biased. This is, you know, a lot of giveaways are just like, you know, it's whatever. But we got a damn steering wheel, new old stock from the Mountainy archives. Beautiful red leather, black center, four spoke, never to be seen again. So we and Mountainy have done a giveaway, and the winner's not in yet, but all the names are in the wheel to spin today, and this is what this episode is about.
Can I just say, what a weekend to give it away as well. Paddy Hopkirk, Henry Liddon, 60 years at Monte Carlo, and we're giving away a red steering wheel to go with it as well. So, I mean, you're kind of winning, really, aren't you?
It's, I mean, might as well just go in a red rally car.
Oh, perfect.
If Paddy was around, he would want this in his Mini.
100%. 100%.
I want it in my Mini.
I want it in my Mini.
It's you know, the typical joke with British racing green cars and red accents. It's like, oh, it's a Christmas car, but I fell in love with it, man. mine's got red carpet. I mean, it came like that, I think, right? No, a lot of them did.
You got carpet.
Some carpet.
Oh, you missed the fancy pants.
I wouldn't call it carpet. It's carpet. It's on its last leg, but it looks cool. Red. I keep wanting to get just the budget cheap carpet that, you know, Mini Sport or Mini Spares sells. It's really not that expensive. I think it's under $100 for a carpet set, for the cheapest one. Obviously, it's probably not amazing quality and fit that great, but mine's so old and grungy, and it's got like old cigarette burns from whoever owned it before me, you know. Kind of gives it character, to be honest with you.
It goes with
the rest of that POS car, but anyways.
This is turning into a chin wag episode, isn't it? This, right?
Oh yeah.
We need to get back onto the steering wheel.
Yeah, we'll get back on the steering wheel. I did see a funny, not funny. It was serious, but also funny at the same time because I felt it so much. It was a YouTube video of Mike from Stanceworks, and it was about his lifelong car. He got this E36, I don't think it's an M3, E36, when he was like a teenager, and he still has it. And the title of it was like, I hate my car. And it was just like how you put so much time and effort into it, and it's just not right, or it doesn't work or something. And it's like, yeah, dude, I hate my car.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? That's the joys of being a petrol head.
It comes back, though, because that's the Mini life, dude.
That's it.
It's car life, I guess.
Like we said, we mend it, we break it, and we drive it. And we just repeat and repeat and repeat.
It's one of those things that your car's broken, but then you go out and get a beautiful mountainy steering wheel and it gives you that hope again. And now we're going to give hope to somebody right now that could be in a rut and is about to get an amazing steering wheel. So one, first of all, go follow Mountainy Classic on Instagram. Give them some love for helping us out with this. This is super cool of them.
Can't thank them enough for giving you guys this opportunity and us an opportunity to give you guys a steering wheel as well. So thank you very much, Mountainy. Appreciate 100%. It.
Yes, thank you very much. And it's been awesome, man. This post blew up way more than I thought it was. You know, we're in the world called micro influencers. You know, we're not super huge, but we're not itsy bitsy. You know, we got some stuff going on, and you know, so I wasn't expecting a ton, but you guys blew it up, man. Wait until I share this wheel. There's a lot of names on there. So without further ado, should I share it?
Let's do it. I'm so excited for this moment.
So here's what we're going to do. We are going to share the wheel of names. We're going to spin it. We're going to see who wins. And then we're going to try to call them on Instagram. We'll see how that goes. All right. Let's see here.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Oh, man. The suspense is killing me already.
All right. Let's go.
Who is it going to be? Oh, it's still spinning.
Lauren G. Elwin.
Yo, congratulations, Lauren. Woo.
Dang. I've been trying to get her on the podcast. She's got a awesome little yellow mini named Sunny. So congratulations, Lauren.
Well done indeed.
Wow, that was exciting. The drum roll didn't work. Did the drum roll didn't work? Let's try it again. Lauren! Well, look at that. Oh, all right. Well, let's fantastic. See here. Wow. All right. Well, let's see if we can give her a ring-a-ding. Ring, ring, ring-a-ding. All right. So I'm going to unshare my screen.
I hope this works.
I know. Let's find her on here. Lauren.
Man, a whole month leading up to this moment.
I know. And it just
it's crazy.
Like that.
Over.
There's a lot of people down there that really wanted it, so let's see.
There is. We can't thank you guys enough for actually entering, commenting, sharing, putting it on all your stories and everything. We really appreciate the support that you guys give us. So if you haven't won this time round, don't forget that we do have a 10% discount code with Mountainy Classic. So if you are a little bit upset, but you still want a new steering wheel, head on over to mountainyclassic.co.uk and in the checkout, use the code MINILIFE10 and you will receive a 10% discount off.
Yes, you will. And there's some sweet steering wheels on there. I'm not going to lie.
Some gorgeous wheels.
Let's see here. We're gonna try to video call her. We'll see.
Let's do it. This is gonna go so bad, isn't it?
She's not gonna answer.
Probably not.
I hope this would be very exciting. Let's see.
Nothing like peer pressure, right?
I know. No one calls on Instagram either, so like the likelihood of her answering. If not, I'll see if I can message her and see if she answers.
Yeah. Come on, Lauren, answer. Come on.
You can do it.
I don't know if what's more suspenseful, watching the wheel spin or watching Lauren try to answer the phone.
All right, hold on. I don't want to share all the messages. So let me see. Let me see if she's online. Does it say?
Oh, this is the boomers coming out in us now, Mike.
Hold on. I'm gonna like type a message to her and say, "Hey, I have a question about Sunny. Can you answer my call?"
Smooth. You've done that one before, haven't you?
No. Maybe. No.
Sliding into people's DMs like that, Mike. Come on.
It's always mini owners.
So if Lauren doesn't want this, we've got this, right?
She doesn't answer. Let's see. What time is it over there?
It's currently 5:30, so she might even be having dinner at this point.
Yeah,
it is tea time.
So I just sent a message over. Let's see if she responds.
Fingers crossed.
We'll give it a few minutes here, and we'll try again. I don't know if. Yeah, like I said, I don't know how it works really. If someone calls you on Instagram, you probably have to have your like what's it called, notifications on, something like
that. Yeah, probably. Or your phone loud, which most people don't nowadays.
Yeah, maybe I'll try just to call and not video call. You know.
Yeah, maybe.
Because maybe someone's like, I don't want to answer on video.
I don't want my face being seen. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's try. All right. Sure. We're gonna try this again. Let's do it. Fingers crossed. Come on.
You got this, Lauren.
Come on, baby.
Pick up the phone. Go on. Everyone's probably screaming.
How long do I let it ring for?
This is it. Everyone's probably screaming at the podcast right now, going, "Lauren, answer."
She's not going to answer.
Nah, I don't think this is going to be a bust.
Oh. No, I thought it did something for a second.
You got my hopes up there, man.
I did too. I had my own hopes up. Nope.
No.
Not. Womp, 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 womp. Well, you know.
Congratulations to Lauren anyway.
We gave it the old college try. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, fantastic. Well-deserved win.
Absolutely. You know, she loves her mini. And I think she actually just kind of got it back up and running for the year. I think she's waiting on some MOT stuff.
Fantastic. And now she's got a shiny new wheel to go with it. Fantastic.
Yeah, boy. That'd be pretty sick.
It's going to
go. Yeah, let me see. Let's go to our page real quick, and I'll share what it looks like. For all of you that maybe aren't on Instagram or maybe don't follow us, but you should.
Which you should be.
So let's see here. You know, sometimes I feel like nobody's out there. Sometimes I feel like my only friend, it's the city I live in. The city of angel,
oh, lonely as I am,
together I cry. There it is, that beautiful red.
It's so cool.
Shot.
It's gorgeous, isn't shot. It?
It really is. It really is. Speaking of Red Hot Chili Peppers, I believe this.
Maybe, I know where you're going with this. That took me way longer to click.
maybe it I don't know why it doesn't play on here. I'm pretty sure this.
I'm sure our lovely listeners would love to hear you sing the song, Mike.
Give it away now. But anyways, that's the steering wheel. Congratulations again, Lauren. Maybe you'll have to be on the podcast now, since
there's no excuses. Lauren's got to be on the podcast now.
We've been trying to schedule. I've said this from the beginning. Scheduling is very difficult. Sometimes it's boom, same week we get somebody, and sometimes it's a few weeks or a month or
months
whatever.
Down the line, yeah.
Yeah. So So we'll grab her on here and have her on. So again, congratulations.
Yeah,
and,
well done.
What else? What do we got for the people? Anything else?
Yeah. So if anyone in the UK or if anyone outside of the UK is actually going to Mini Fair on Sunday, the 28th of January, just to let you guys know, I shall be there repping Mini Life. So if you do see me, come say hello. Don't be a stranger. I don't bite. Come say hello. Have a chinwag. Don't know. We might even be able to schedule in on the podcast as well if you're interested. Yeah, just come and have a chinwag with us.
A little chinwag, mate.
A little chinwag.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Lauren. Everyone,
thank
go
you again,
follow.
Matt,
yeah, everyone, go follow Mountain Classic, and maybe we can do something like this again. Who knows? If you guys bug them enough, you give them. Flood their inbox with love or their website, either yeah. or. You know, yeah, that's all
I'm
I got.
Sad
I guess.
To see you go. I wish we could win it, but
yeah, yeah. Well, Lauren's pretty active on Instagram, I think, so hopefully we'll see it again in use.
Yeah. Hopefully,
yeah. Actually, it's going to look pretty. If she, hopefully, she, I don't know. She has a couple project cars. It might not go in her Mini. I think she has like a VW Golf or something like that too.
Oh yeah,
something like that, which would also look pretty sick and that cool. So, anyways, all right, everyone, go follow MiniLife.37 for the next giveaway, whatever that might be. Check out what was the show again that you're going to? What's it called?
Mini Fair over at Bingley Hall.
Oh, it's
Stafford.
Is it Stafford? I didn't know if it was called Mini Fair. I thought it was Bingley Hall.
Yeah, it's run by the British Mini Club.
Go check it out. Sean will be walking around, bippity bopping. And yeah, all right. Well, that's a wrap, I guess.
We'll catch you guys on the next one.
I feel like it's kind of like anticlimactic. Anticlimactic. All right, I'm just going to give up now.
Oh, wow.
I'm smart. All right, well, I'll catch you guys on the next one.
See you later.